In New York, the state attorney general's office is demanding more information from Barney's New York. The luxury retailer and the New York City police are under fire after recent allegations of racial profiling. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Claire Somers takes her shopping seriously. Have you shopped at Barney's in Manhattan before?
I definitely have shopped at Barney's in Manhattan. Probably every month I buy something from there.
Somers, who is African-American, writes about looking chic on fashionbombdaily.com. Her latest purchases from the luxury retailer?
Narcisa Rodriguez clutch. That was about $1,200. And I've purchased Gianvito Rossi shoes, Givenchy sandals, Proenza Schouler bags.
Even as a frequent Barney's shopper, she's at times felt less than welcomed, but never mistreated in the same way as alleged by Trayon Christian. Christian, who is 19 and African-American, went shopping at Barney's in New York back in April. While there, he bought a $349 belt, and after leaving, he was stopped by undercover police officers. According to Christian, police said he couldn't afford the belt. No criminal charges were filed, but Christian says he was handcuffed and detained. He's now filed a lawsuit against Barney's and NYPD. That story, first published by the New York Daily News, prompted Kayla Phillips to come forward.
When she read the article and heard about the facts, it sent a shiver through her body.
According to her attorney, Kareem Vesup, Phillips, who is 21 and African-American, bought a $2,500 designer handbag from Barney's in February. Vesup says she was stopped by police, who didn't believe she had bought the bag with her own money.
African-Americans, other minorities, should never be targeted and identified from the standpoint of criminal first, consumer second.
Barney's New York has zero tolerance for any form of discrimination, and we are committed to treating everyone who comes into our stores with respect and dignity.
That's Barney's CEO, Mark Lee. He insists that no employees questioned the purchases or reached out to the police. Not so, according to an NYPD spokesperson, who says officers took action based on tips from Barney's employees in both cases. The allegations of racial profiling have drawn high-profile attention. I got 99 problems, but 100 problems may be more like it for Jay-Z. The hip-hop mogul has been criticized for partnering with Barney's on a holiday promotion to benefit his foundation. Jay-Z says he's not going to make a snap judgment and is waiting on the facts. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton met with Barney's executives this week. In the room was Michael Hardy of the National Action Network.
They recognize that a very serious incident had happened. They recognize that there had to be some review of their own protocols.
Fashion writer Claire Somers says change is needed. She knows what it's like to have store security at Barney's watch her a little too closely.
I was preparing for a fashion week, and I had bags from, you know, Bergdorf and J. Crew and all sorts of bags, and I just came in for this one thing and just felt, you know, very uncomfortable. I didn't even want to move because I just felt watched.
That discomfort and the fear of what has been called shop and frisk sometimes keeps Somers at home, where she says she can always shop online. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Hansi Lo Wang covers race, ethnicity, and culture for NPR's Code Switch team.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.